It's 8:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Sounds like you had a pretty meaty agenda last night, did you not?
We dispatched with it pretty quickly, though, so we weren't, under 4 hours, so that's pretty good for us.
All right, quickie.
All right, yeah, right. Yeah. Expedient. Yeah, so we had a few cancellations, so that helped, but first we talked about the Maitland subdivision on 2 Tomney Road. This was before the commission once before. There was outstanding comments related to engineering and some of the open space language that's required for subdivision applications. Those were all addressed, and the commission approved that subdivision with modifications to go forward. We had another application that's been before us a few times, the Juan Fernandez property at 147 South Water Street. They're looking to remove a existing stair and maintain an existing porch and create a little parking area in front of their this building, which currently has none. The commission, it's underparked, so it's a non-conforming building. So that test when commissions have to hear non-conforming properties is it getting better or maintaining the same non-conformity? The commission felt that the lack of screening and the loss of the front yard was more non-conforming than the deficiency in parking. So they approved the renovations of the house, but they did not approve the parking space in front. So it was a modified approval. Next, we had, Sutton Land Trust, the 21 Glenville Shopping Center, it was postponed. That'll be on our next meeting on the 28th. As for me and my house, LLC was a final subdivision. They were looking to divide the lot. And there's a multifamily or two structures on the property that they're proposing. We had quite a bit of concern from the commission and from neighbors regarding screening and just the loss of the buffer between the homes and the neighborhood. The applicant was amenable to trying to address those concerns for the commission and the public, so they left the item open, and we'll hear that later on in the month. Manganello and La Masa Realty was another final subdivision application that was postponed. The Bruce Museum came in with a text amendment by their attorney, Mr. Bruce Cohen. This is unique. So the state has a number of different licenses for the sale of alcohol, and towns can opt in or opt out to authorize those permits, and they've gotten more varied over the years. It used to be sort of basic, you know, bar, restaurant, liquor store, etc. Now they have other nonprofit liquor permits and things like that. One of them happens to be a nonprofit museum use, and the library was hoping to convince the commission to allow those permits to be issued in the town, and therefore their museum could take advantage and sell alcohol from their new food offering in the new Bruce. The commission was all for it. It makes a lot of sense. Not looking to create some sort of a hangout there at the Bruce, but you know, it's a nice amenity, and anything to help the Bruce, the commission was all for it. So they approved the amendment as proposed. Next, we had the Bailiwick Club. They're doing a final site plan special permit to renovate their pool, lifeguard shack, and kiddie pool. There was a lot of discussion with the neighborhood about screening and what can be seen and noise. There's a new generator that's being installed with the renovated facility. So the commission was listening to those comments and had some of the similar ones. The applicant agreed to work with the neighbors to address some of the concerns as to where trees are going to go and what the final look of the guard shack is, what we were calling it last night, is going to look like. So the commission approved that application with modifications. The subdivision for Stephen and Maria Harris Rubino was postponed. Then we had the Huerta application for a final re-subdivision to revise a common lot line between two lots at 736 Lake Avenue. Very basic, straightforward. It was a small transfer of land, not equal area of exchange, but near equal. And so the commission approved that as presented. Next, we had American Can, the Greenwich American Center, I should say, at 1 American Lane. We've been talking about this for almost a year now with a proposed text amendment to allow residential uses in that in the zone, in that northwest corner of town. It's called the BEX 50 zone. The applicant has made some major changes to the proposal based on comments from the commission. They've reduced the proposed floor area. They have reduced the unit count that they're considering. Originally, it was over 400 units. Now it's down to 198. And the last bit is more of the language and the execution of the text amendment. In the state of Connecticut, you can do payment in lieu for three certain factors in zoning. It is parking, open space, and affordable housing. This text amendment, the way it's written right now, it seems to be a payment for just having the right to change the zone, which is not standard format for zoning. It would have to be there has to be some sort of nexus there. So the applicant was instructed to make the language a little more legal. I think the commission generally is in favor of some of the adaptive reuse of the property. But again, the site plan is yet to be decided and will be a longer discussion going forward. We had three discussion items. The first was Greenwich Country Day. They have a contract to purchase at their high school campus on Sandwich Road, the St. Agnes Church property, and they have a plan in place right now, or they're trying to get a plan in place to create a track for the high school track and field team there. This was the pre-app before the site plan application is filed. We heard comments from the commission regarding the concern, obviously, for the amount of disturbance that a track would need to do and how that's going to be mitigated, and concern from the neighbors regarding how the activities may change the current operations at Country Day. The applicant will be coming back and answering those under a final site plan at a later date. Then we had an 830G application, pre-app, I should say, for Newfield Properties, LLC. This is at 25 and 27 Oak Ridge. They're proposing 31 units with 20% of them, that's about 7 units, to be below market rate with the help of financing from the town's Affordable Housing Trust Board. A lot of could talk about the size of the building, the amount of parking and lack of open space on the property, some discussion about how the building doesn't look exactly like the properties on Oak Ridge. A lot of them have a flat roof, sort of a Brooklyn flat style. There's a lot of bay windows and things like that, and this is going to be a much obviously modern building, and the commission just wanted to express their desire to see something that sort of reflects more of the architecture in the neighborhood. So that'll be back as a final application in the not too distant future, but we don't have a date yet. And the last discussion item was Fairview Country Club. Several years ago, they built a terrace off the back of the clubhouse. They're looking to put a shade structure over it. Unfortunately, that shade structure adds volume to the property and therefore necessitates a special permit. So they were here for their pre-app, and they'll probably be back next meeting for their site plan and special permit. And that was our meeting.
All right, good. Next meeting, I guess, is after Thanksgiving, right? November 28th.
Yes.
What do you have on the agenda?
We're going to have the Brunswick School be back for renovations for their campus on Mar Ave. We will be discussing Pickwick Plaza has a pre-app for a large restaurant tenant to go in. So that will be the first time the commission is going to be discussing and hearing about that application. We will also be talking about 178 and 188 Sound Beach Avenue. This is a change of use from retail to a yoga studio. And the postponements that I mentioned from last night's meeting will most likely be discussed on the 28th.
All right, fantastic, Pat. A good job, and we'll let you sleep in a little this morning.
I appreciate it, Tony. It's a gift. Thank you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, all right? We'll talk in November, later in November. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.